Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can go to the website www.guardiantalkradio.com and you can live stream us from that website. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/NAG Blank Canvas, and you can see photographs of who's coming up on the show and leave thumbs up and comments. And also, once the show is aired, you can go to our website, www.nagb.org.bs, and you can listen to the show taped at your leisure and convenience. So tonight I have, I would say, a new artist on the show who's coming out on the scene. His exhibition opens on February the 3rd between 6 and 9 p.m. at Dungalik Studios, and his name is Ryan Turnquist. The name of the show is A Whole New World, A Journey to Neverland, and I've invited Ryan on the show to speak to his rediscovery of art. So, Ryan, I read your little press release, and it says that, once upon a time, you got your associate's degree at COB, and then you went to SCAD, where you started studying industrial design, but then you got off track, and you didn't become an artist. Tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Well, what had happened there was I started a family pretty young, mm-hmm. and besides being called from my father that he was opening up a business, mm-hmm. I wanted to get back home and be with my kids and stuff, mm-hmm. so that actually took priority over education, mm-hmm. Sad to say, but
taking care of your family is of course a huge responsibility. So everyone's always talking about how dads aren't stepping up, and we've got one right here who's totally stepped up, so bravo to you.
Yes, I like that. That's one of my number one qualities. And, so I came back and I got into business, working a lot with my father, mm-hmm. and in the food industry.
Okay.
And, that pretty much occupy a lot of your time. So
I'm sure.
I got sidetracked. I didn't pick up a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything creative,
Mm-hmm. And was there any, at the time when you went away to school, were your family supportive of that decision, or did they actually really want you to, be a businessman?
No, they definitely were supportive because, my grandmother, she helped me with some of the college tuition.
Fantastic.
My aunts,
yeah.
My girlfriend, everyone, yeah. My mom.
Yeah.
They did whatever they could have done to help me through the process.
Yeah.
My kid's mom, she did her best while I was off to school.
Yeah.
I did never complete one full year.
Yeah.
I always took one semester off so I could raise some funds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back the following year.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's tough. That's, yeah. When a lot of Bahamian students have to do that, or they do a year and they take a year off or something like that.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard to finish your studies or to do them sort of, because, when you're just in university and you just go from one to the next, there's sort of a flow. And it's quite hard to come out and then work and then go back again. And then you don't create also that sense of camaraderie with your peer group, right? Because then you're coming back a year later, a semester later, and all the students have changed.
Yes.
So you're not kind of going through, yeah. And so finally, you basically, how many years did you do at SCAD in the end?
I did two full years.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the most difficult decisions I had to make in my life was I had applied for the Life of Key Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And the week I got the letter that said that I had won the award was the week that my father told me that we were going to do this business.
Wow.
So it was a very difficult decision I had to make to turn down the scholarship that,
sure.
would have put me on a full ride.
Right.
And, I regret it today, but,
Well, life has a way of making,
yeah.
things come around. So, you were there for your family, right? You were there for your father and you were there for the mother of a child. So,
know,
who's to say what would have happened if you hadn't been there for those people?
Yeah, I wouldn't change,
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But you want to get back.
Definitely. It's been a good feeling since I started back, since, my incident. And it's a good feeling to be back on the canvas.
Right. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the incident. So something happened in your life that spurred you back to creativity and to painting. So
yes.
I know it's very painful, but would you like to share?
Definitely. Yeah. I love to share it.
Mm.
Well, being in the business field, I eventually got into commercial fishing boats.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do anything without my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out to sea, we were doing the commercial fishing, and
mm-hmm.
we got notification that we needed to head back for the storm. And so we came back, and on October 1st, we were taking the dinghies out of the water for the storm, and the defense force were speeding in the harbor, and they ran straight through my brother's dinghy and, you know, basically took an innocent life. So, you know, that was a life-changing experience.
And was, did he die instantaneously, if I'm, or was it a long,
no, it
painful?
Was, it was an instant, instant death, and, you know, thank God he didn't have to
suffer,
but, you know, it was still an unfortunate situation, and, you know, the family is still shaken up about it. You know, his birthday was just on Friday past.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so, he was your younger brother. Was he the youngest in the family?
No, he wasn't the youngest, but he was my
youngest
brother.
Yeah, your baby brother.
We have three little sisters.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it was a rough experience, you know. And we haven't heard anything from it. We haven't heard any feedback from the defense force, the police, anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
So it says a lot of, it leaves a lot of questions out there, and, you know.
Well, and you don't get a sense of closure. You have a lot of unanswered questions. That,
I'm sure it's something's going to come out eventually. But, you know, like everything, it's a delay. But a lot of my paintings that I'm displaying in the show, they kind of tell a story.
Well, now I'm beginning, because I saw a preview and I had a lot of questions, but I told you, I said, I'm not going to ask now because I want to ask you on the air. But before we get to the subject matter of the paintings, you know, I mean, I can understand why you might turn to painting, but talk about how, what was it that made you then go pick up that paintbrush again? I mean, how did that call to you to help you through this moment of tragedy? Because I think that's a really important, you know, what, did you just wake up one morning and you had this desire? Was it that you wanted to tell his story? Like, what drove you to then go back to this thing you'd given up, basically, and somehow maybe forgotten about, or decided, you know, you wouldn't go there again?
Well, that's an easy one for me, because I had shut down all my businesses. You know, it was kind of getting frustrating. Not that I'm not a good businessman. It's just that it's very difficult running business in the country.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
I had turned to the fishing, and it was very difficult for me to even go step back on the boat. We had to carry our boat from Portiski to Coral Harbor. That was the worst drive of my life. Because, you know, that's brought back memories. So not having anything to actually do in the business field, I was like, I have to find a way where I could, you know, tell my brother's story. You know, whether it be through painting, social media somehow. You know, so I took that role.
Well, and keep yourself busy. Probably, right?
Definitely. So I took that role on for my family, you know. We got the social media, and I said, you know what, let me see if I could put together an art show that can help me tell the story and take some of the pressure off my mind.
And how old was Chris when he passed?
He was 25.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So really just coming into his time. I mean, we all think we're grown-ups when we're 20, but we know that really, you know, it's at 25, 30 that you really start to,
I pretty much raised every step of the way. He was right there with me. Every business venture, he was there. You know, we do Christmas trees. That's like my business partner, Christmas trees, along with my aunt. And we were doing that for 12 years. So he
Where's your Christmas tree spot?
The old Ken Perry God location.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Gladstone Road by Monroe's.
Yeah.
Texco East Street and Soldier Road.
And
we used to be on Bernard Road. Our number one location was on Prince Charles by Shell gas station.
Oh, sure. That's where I always get mine from. I'm a customer.
Well, he probably served you.
Probably.
Definitely. That was the location that he ran.
Yeah. Yeah, I live at by Yamacraw. So, yeah. Totally that perfect. Was always my spot.
Cool.
So that's going to leave a real hole in your life. So, I mean, is painting somehow helping you fill that hole a little bit? I mean, does it help you with your grief when you wake up in the morning that you have a mission?
It has definitely. That you know, it's like a force in your mind. That creativity is just flowing. One of the other reasons I put a paintbrush to canvas was I couldn't find anything to put on the canvas. I was blank.
Right.
You know, business.
You had like an artist block somehow.
Business and, you know, worrying about finances and stuff, you know, that always sometimes capitalizes on what's actually important.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, we get on that sort of hamster wheel, right?
Definitely.
And the hamster wheel keeps us so busy that sometimes, you know, you lose sight of the other things. And it might be family, or it might be, again, a hobby that you're passionate about, or a career that you're passionate about. Yeah. But so, yeah.
So that what I actually was studying in Savannah mm-hmm. was industrial design.
Yeah, really interesting.
So the way I was taking that was footwear design. I was really, really good at it too, but I'm actually thinking I'm going to try and make an attempt to go and complete it.
Yeah, go and complete your degree.
Definitely.
That's a great idea.
I think so.
Yeah.
So we're going to figure out a way to make it all work, you know, with the kids and all that stuff. And last week, a good friend of mine made a post on Instagram that said, you know, sometimes in life, it has to be totally shaken up.
It's true.
To actually find a path that you need to be, you know.
Well, it's true. My husband says you never know what it's good for, like whenever something bad happens, because sometimes, you know, something happens, whether it, I mean, this is, of course, a real tragedy. But sometimes it's something as simple as, you know, you lose your job or you get stuck in a traffic jam. And you don't get where you're going on time and you're really upset. But that's when you run into the person at the bank line that actually is going to offer you the job, that, you know, so you don't know how these things start a chain. Yeah. And it is true. Sometimes we just follow, you know, what's expected of us or what we think we have to do. And it's only something that really knocks us off course.
Definitely.
That gives you that moment to look around and say, well, hang on a second. Is this actually where I want to be? Or maybe I should. So you're having that moment.
Yes.
That's really extraordinary. And I think it's a good time now. There's a lot of, I mean, the Bahamas has always been so creative. But I think now we're seeing a lot with fashion. Definitely. I'm seeing other footwear designers. Mm-hmm. There's that guy, I can't remember anyone's name. I'm bad with names. I'm good visually. He makes those straw sneakers that he sells. And then there's someone doing like sort of espadrille type things now with like batik fabrics. And there's a lot of really interesting things, I think, coming out now that are going to be, I'm sure, go global.
For sure. Yeah, I like it. I actually, last week I saw somebody do some shoes with the currency, Bahamian currency.
Oh, cool. Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't tell the central bank. I hope.
I don't think it was the actual currency. But.
Yeah, I got in trouble once even for it. There was an artwork in the gallery which had a fake, like a photocopy. And yeah, we got told off. Because
really?
Apparently, yeah. So, but anyhow, I'll leave that to the artist. I will leave that to the artist. Yeah, I think you're not allowed. I don't know what the rules are. They're quite, you know, it's like with the flag. Sometimes you have to get certain permission and things like that. But that's really exciting. So I think we're gonna go for a short break now. And then when we come back, I'd really like to ask you some questions, you know, about your brother and about the work. Because, again, there were lots of characters showing up. I saw Tinkerbell and I saw the Little Mermaid. And they were really, they're sort of abstract, very abstract expressionists, very expressive works. And, you know, now I get it with the rope coiled through because of all the whole ocean and everything.
Yes.
But I really would like to ask you about some of the works in particular and, like, you know, what made you paint those. So we are speaking tonight to Ryan Turnquest, who will be having an exhibition opening entitled A Whole New World. That's going to be opening on February the 3rd, which is just in a few days' time. So we really encourage you to go out and support that. Ryan is an artist who gave it up and then has turned back to that after this tragedy in his life, losing his brother, and is using painting as a way to, like, work through that grief, both for himself, you know, and for his entire family. So this is entirely new work by Ryan Turnquest. It's going to be shown at Dungalik Studios and Art Gallery. That's on Village Road. And that will be on Friday the 3rd between 6 and 9 p.m. So we really encourage everybody to come. I know that proceeds from the work is going to go to benefit young marine explorers, which I think is just awesome because, again, there's so many things that young people can do and not enough resources to help them, you know, get to that place. So it's really inspirational that Ryan is doing this, also to think about the future of other young Bahamians. So we're going to come back and speak more to Ryan after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.